Higher education is becoming more individualized. Students, not institutions, will set the educational program. Increasingly, students will come from diverse backgrounds and will have a widening variety of educational needs. New technologies will enable them to receive their education at any time and any place, on a campus, in the office, at home, in the car, on vacation. Each student will be able to choose from a multitude of knowledge providers, the form of instruction and courses most consistent with how he or she learns. How can colleges retain and provide services for students with such diverse backgrounds and individualized educational goals? What specifically can an institution do to create a strong sense of identity and community? What can actual bricks and mortar campuses do that online education can't? And beyond merely anecdotal information, can we document what those activities might be? The focus of higher education is shifting from teaching to learning. Colleges currently emphasize a commonality of process based on seat time, or the amount of time each student is taught. Students study for a defined number of hours, earn credits for each hour of study, and, after earning a specified number of credits, earn a degree. However, with the increasing number of educational providers, the individualization of education and the growing diversity of the student body, that commonality of process is likely to be lost. The focus will shift to the outcomes that students achieve. Time will become the variable and learning the constant. Such a development raises significant questions about the meaning of a 2-year or 4-year degree. It also shifts the definition of excellence from the institution's selectivity in admitting students to the value that the institution demonstrably adds to each student's learning experience. Higher education is becoming more individualized. Students, not institutions, will set the educational program. Increasingly, students will come from diverse backgrounds and will have a widening variety of educational needs. New technologies will enable them to receive their education at any time and any place, on a campus, in the office, at home, in the car, on vacation. Each student will be able to choose from a multitude of knowledge providers, the form of instruction and courses most consistent with how he or she learns. How can colleges retain and provide services for students with such diverse backgrounds and individualized educational goals? What specifically can an institution do to create a strong sense of identity and community? What can actual bricks and mortar campuses do that online education can't? And beyond merely anecdotal information, can we document what those activities might be? The focus of higher education is shifting from teaching to learning. Colleges currently emphasize a commonality of process based on seat time, or the amount of time each student is taught. Students study for a defined number of hours, earn credits for each hour of study, and, after earning a specified number of credits, earn a degree. However, with the increasing number of educational providers, the individualization of education and the growing diversity of the student body, that commonality of process is likely to be lost. The focus will shift to the outcomes that students achieve. Time will become the variable and learning the constant. Such a development raises significant questions about the meaning of a two-year or four-year degree. It also shifts the definition of excellence from the institution's selectivity in admitting students to the value that the institution demonstrably adds to each student's learning experience.